Strategic Bitcoin Reserve. Billtext goes public with a 20-year lockup. The full legislative text of Congressman Nick Begich's Strategic Bitcoin Reserve bill is now published online, Bitcoin Magazine flagged on June 5, 2026. The measure, the American Reserve Modernization Act of 2026, ARMA, was introduced on May 21, but the public text settles questions that the introduction left open. The headline change: it does not require the government to buy a single coin, and anything that lands in the reserve stays there for at least 20 years. A reserve sourced from seizures, not open market, buys earlier strategic reserve proposals, led by Senator Cynthia Lummis's Bitcoin Act, directed the Treasury to acquire 1 million BTC over 5 years. ARMA drops that mandate. According to the bill text, obtained by the bloc, the reserve is filled through forfeitures, penalties, and other lawful government proceedings, rather than new Treasury purchases on the open market. Any further accumulation is limited to budget-neutral acquisition strategies, language that tracks the Trump administration's earlier executive order on a Bitcoin stockpile. That distinction matters for the supply story. A federal program buying 1 million coins would have been a standing bid against a fixed 21 million supply. A reserve built from seized assets adds no new demand. It relabels coins the government already controls and bars itself from selling them. The bill also sets up a separate digital asset stockpile inside Treasury for non-Bitcoin assets picked up through the same legal channels. 20 years before a single coin moves, the lockup is the strictest part of the text. ARMA requires Treasury to hold the Bitcoin in the reserve for a minimum of 20 years, barring the government from selling, swapping, auctioning, encumbering, or otherwise disposing of the assets for any reason during that window. After the 2 decades elapse, the Treasury Secretary could recommend selling up to 10% of the reserve's holdings in any 2-year period. A 20-year floor is a long commitment by the standards of U.S. fiscal policy, where administrations and congressional majorities turn over every few years. The structure is designed to take the reserve off the table as a tool for short-term budget patching, the way past administrations have drawn down the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Whether a future Congress can simply legislate the lockup away is the obvious question, and nothing in a statute binds a later one. Bitcoin trades in extreme fear as the text lands. The timing is awkward for a confidence signal. Bitcoin changed hands at $62,224 as of June 5, 2026, down 2.3% on the day and 14.7% over the past week, according to CoinMarketCap data in our market snapshot. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 17, deep in extreme fear. Ether was off 5.8% on the day at 1674, and the broader market was red across the board. A reserve that neither buys nor sells does little to change that tape in the near term. The policy point is structural, not a price catalyst. Codifying federal Bitcoin holdings in statute rather than leaving them to an executive order that the next president can rescind. For holders in the United States, the value is in permanence. A reserve that survives a change of administration carries more weight than one that depends on who occupies the White House. A bipartisan sponsor list and a crowded agenda, Begich, R-A-K, co-leads the bill with Democrat Jared Golden, MEO2, and 16 original co-sponsors signed on at introduction, a roster that runs from Buddy Carter and Ben Klein to Mike Lawler and Pat Harrigan. Bipartisan framing gives the measure a better starting position than a party-line bill, though co-sponsorship is not the same as floor votes. Begich cast the legislation as a way to lead confidently in the digital age while protecting taxpayer interests, strengthening financial sovereignty, and reinforcing the principles of transparency. The forfeiture-funded no-purchase design is the part that lets supporters make the taxpayer-neutral argument. The government is not spending appropriated dollars to speculate on an asset that just fell 15% in a week. ARMA now joins a packed crypto docket on Capitol Hill, alongside the Clarity Act market structure push and a separate House effort on crypto tax rules. Publishing the full text moves the reserve idea from press release stage to a readable bill, but committee markup, scoring, and floor time all remain ahead of it.